Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big Tony texted me. Big Tony did. What's wrong with you, boy? He sat on the bench with Pop, Steve Kerr did. Okay, and he also was in the Phoenix Suns organization as an executive as well. So, yeah, I forgot about that. Just relax, Big Tony. Relax. Just worry about Justin Fields versus Russell Wilson. Who are you going to start? All right, so a couple of months ago, we had J.J. McCarthy's longtime quarterback coach. His name is Greg Holcomb. And Greg literally had J.J. McCarthy as a young lad, like seventh grade, started coaching him and knew, you know, early on that this guy, you know, McCarthy was going to be a big deal. He told his father early on, I think I remember him saying something like, your son's going to have, you know, 30 offers when he was like in eighth grade. And the father said, yes, come on. And he ended up with like, you know, 75 or something like that. I'm probably mixing up the numbers. But we had Greg Holcomb on, and he's a quarterback kind of, you know, trainer, guru. And there was a lot that he talked about with respect to J.J. McCarthy's visit with Washington, not the recent visit, but the pro day visit in Ann Arbor. And by the way, you know, the combine discussion as well. I'm bringing it up because Sam Monson mentioned, you know, some steam for McCarthy. You know, wouldn't shock him if McCarthy went number two. John Keim the other day with me suggested that if it's not Daniels, which Keim would bet on, that's his best guess right now, that it would be McCarthy before it would be May. So let's just consider McCarthy here for a moment. But I want you to hear like 2 to 3 minutes of Greg Holcomb talking about McCarthy and kind of what he learned about the visit with Washington. So let me go back to something that I asked you. I'm not sure that you answered it, but not unintentionally. But have you talked to teams about JJ?
I have not. You know, I'm not dialed in with that. I've been talking to his dad pretty much on a regular basis, and he gives me the scoop on, you know, who he's gone to dinner with and who he's spoken to and what they've said, and it's really crazy, you know. I think when he was in the teens, projected before the NFL combine and his pro day, there wasn't so much of that. And then his stock just skyrocketed, you know, post combine and pro day. So I think there's teams that are moving up trying to get him. I do know that Jim told me there was a very positive conversation with the Washington people at the NFL Combine, and they just said a lot of really nice things about JJ, that he checks all these boxes and it will be hard for anybody to pass on him. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure they're telling that to a lot of people, and they've probably got to make sure that they're, you know, including everyone. But it sounds like there's a handful of specific teams that are really kind of, you know, in the wheelhouse to grab him.
And you think, based on that, Washington's one of them?
I do. And I man, I would love to see him there. I think, you know, and I don't want to give away too much information, but the family seems like they would be very happy if he landed there. And I'll be honest, there's a handful of cities that they wouldn't be very happy. Like, you can imagine, I'm sure everyone in the draft has got that. They've got their dream cities and programs, and they've got ones that they're like, I would maybe not want to play there. So I can tell you at number two, I think everybody would be really happy.
That was Greg Holcomb on with us, I think shortly after the pro day in Ann Arbor, talking about J.J. McCarthy. He's close to McCarthy. He's close to the family. You heard him kind of relay some of the conversations he had with J.J. McCarthy's father, Jim. So we have talked a lot about Jaden Daniels. We've talked a healthy amount about Drake May. I want to know what you think about J.J. McCarthy. If we get to Thursday night, Washington's on the clock, and the commissioner steps to the podium and says, with the second pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Washington Commanders select J.J. McCarthy, quarterback, Michigan. I'm losing my voice as I say it, because it's not my preference, and it's out of all of them, it would be the one that would make me at least question my benefit of the doubt, you know, current mode of operation. How would you feel if it's J.J. McCarthy? Denton, how would you feel if it's J.J. McCarthy at two?
At two, I'd be a little surprised. I don't know if I would completely lose faith in the front office, but it feels like he's a guy you can get later. So if they're staying at two, because you know teams are calling. It's been reported, Diana Rossini today reported teams are calling, and the team was saying, no, we're staying at two. So if they were staying at two for J.J. McCarthy, unless they know something that we don't know and there's going to be an absolute rush on this kid, I'd be a little confused and a little perturbed.
Diana Rossini just tweeted out, teams trying to move up for quarterback and calling Washington are being told they are not moving. Washington's GM Adam Peters has publicly stated, which he did last week, that the Commanders feel great about staying at number two and picking their QB. Let me just be clear on J.J. McCarthy. From my standpoint, this is, you know, like all of us, you know, what do we know, really? The teams themselves get it wrong 60% of the time, 65% of the time. I don't have anything against J.J. McCarthy, and I wouldn't even push back on J.J. McCarthy's got a chance to be a starting NFL quarterback and be a good one. I just, based on what I saw last year, can't imagine that he could go number two in front of Jaden Daniels. Honestly, I can't imagine that he'd go number two in front of Drake May. I think Drake May is a much better prospect from my standpoint than J.J. McCarthy. There's a lot we don't know about J.J. McCarthy because, as everybody has said now ad nauseum for months, you just didn't get a chance to see it enough because, you know, conservative, run first, dominant run first offense, you know, with Jim Harbaugh as the coach, and he made a lot of plays. I mean, you watch the cut-up highlight stuff of his stuff. There are enough to create a nice highlight package of J.J. McCarthy. You know, but I've said this before. I wonder why in one of their biggest games of the year, in a tight game, they didn't let him throw a pass in the second half in Happy Valley. It's not like they were scoring on every drive. And so he might be great. He might be, the comp is, you know, Brock Purdy or Kirk Cousins. Well, again, I'm not taking Kirk Cousins with number two overall. If I love J.J. McCarthy, what I'd love to see is maybe a trade back to four with Arizona. But why does Arizona need to move up? They don't really need to move up if they're taking a receiver. How would you feel if Washington selected J.J. McCarthy. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. I'll point out that the odds makers, for whatever it's worth, because these things really fluctuate on almost a daily basis, but as it relates to the pick at number two, McCarthy's a distant third, odds-wise, behind May, and then May's a distant second behind Daniels. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. There's at least just a little bit of J.J. McCarthy buzz. I'm sure he reminds Adam Peters of Brock Purdy. I'm sure he reminds Adam Peters through Kyle Shanahan of Kirk Cousins, but he's more athletic, a lot more athletic than Cousins. J.J. McCarthy is athletic. He can move. He can make plays off schedule consistently. How would you feel? Let's do some J.J. McCarthy here to end the show. 301-230-0980. Phone lines are open. If they select J.J. McCarthy, your reaction would be what? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.